Welcome to the Otakutainment Bar. I'm your otaku bartender, DAC Stories, with this special alcohol and anime. The drink I will be presenting for this episode of Bartender Glass of the Gods, The Perfect Taste, Episode 3, is the BMB. But of course, before I get to that, we need to know how this episode of the anime gets there. First off, we see that Higuchi overheard Kamishima talking with the chief bartender Nishizawa that they need to find a replacement candidate for Sasakura. See, their hotel has to compete with Bar K and the Mr. Perfect bartender Kuzuhara. Then we cut to the Kurushimas, the chairman and Miwa, going to Hotel Diamond where Bar K is to help celebrate Kuzuhara getting a medal. Then, after talking up Sasakura, they leave to go to Eden's Hall. This is where we get to the BMB, but I'm going to come back to that later because I want to keep focusing on Kuzuhara, who also comes in right after them. Kuzuhara ends up ordering a gin fizz because it has all the elements you need when testing a bartender, and pretty much concludes that Sasakura still has a ways to go to make it perfect. Then later on, Sasakura meets up with the chairman at Bar K, actually. Here, the two bartenders, Sasakura and Kuzuhara, have a little contest to see who can make a better drink for Miwa. At first, it seems Sasakura's Manhattan, which they both make, is better, but then Mr. Perfect bartender seems to pull ahead after Sasakura's get a little warm. So it turns out Kuzuhara's aim was to make a perfect cocktail no matter what. You have one recipe, you follow it, that's it. While Sasakura is more to making a drink that perfectly fits with whoever's drinking it. So throughout this interaction, we can see that Kuzuhara is top notch. Still, we don't see as much of perfectionist from Sasakura. Now we're going to cut back to another bartender. So if we go back to when the chairman and me were visiting Eden's Hall after that celebration, we see another bartender, maybe ex-bartender, that comes in named Kawakami. Kawakami orders a BMB because that was the first drink Kawakami had to make when starting bartending. And Kawakami's actually fine with Sasakura's, but still down the dumps, probably from thinking about quitting being a bartender. Go a little later in the episode, and Sasakura and Kawakami end up running into each other, and they talk more that's just to either inspire or just give advice to Kawakami, because Sasakura pretty much just says, needs to get better in a nicer way, but really this does actually end up helping inspire Kawakami to get better, and goes off and says that Sasakura should come by that bar to see what's up. So through these interactions, we can see a hierarchy of bartenders. We got Mr. Perfect, a top-notch, just wants that perfect taste. Sasakura wanting to get a taste that is special to the drinker. And then Kawakami, who's still new and getting better. So now we're going to make the B&B. Now the B&B is a very simple cocktail. It's literally just Benedictine and brandy. But there's also a pre-mixed one. I'll cheat a little bit, because since this is all about perfect taste with Mr. Perfect, Benedictine already has a pre-mixed B&B that should be made by the same Benedictine company, making it the perfect mix. So I thought I'll cheat a bit. Since it is a simple cocktail, it's literally one part of each, easy to make, might as well just take a little shortcut and try this out to see if it really is perfect. So I'm still going to pretend that I'm making the drink. So I'll do put in my ice cube. The ice is still important in this. One of the complaints was you don't mix it right and the ice melts, the balance is a little off, but like I said, this is already supposed to be a perfect mix, so I still pretend I'm doing one parts of each. Oh, here goes the brandy, here goes the Benedictine. It's still just B&B. Then give it a little mix, just to pretend we're mixing it. And it's that simple. And now we're going to give it a little taste. This is my first time having a B&B, so I'm not exactly sure what it's going to taste like. To me, I've never had Benedictine, but I really do get that brandy taste. So, this is the B&B made by Benedictine. So, I would trust it tastes like Benedictine or it's actually in there. But, it's not a bad cocktail. It's kind of sweetness to it, which I assume is the Benedictine. But, if you want to just try it, probably get a little smaller bottle. It's not a cheap cocktail to make, regardless of how simple it is. If you already know you like it, go ahead and get a brandy and a separate bottle of Benedictine. You can get a cheap brandy, sort of 10-ish to 20 bucks. Benedictine, though, is about 40 bucks from what I could find. Also, it was harder to find than just the B&B itself, which might say something about how good the B&B pre-made already is. But that has been the B&B for this episode of Bartender Glass of God. I have been your otaku bartender, DAC Stories. Thank you for visiting the Otakutainment Bar.